morning. Welcome back to Sunday Morning Magazine. Remember, more information about the show can always be found on our Facebook page. Visit us at Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation. You can also listen to the show anytime you like. Head to your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear. In the studio with me now, we're joined by Jim Sierra. Jim is with City Gospel Mission. It's our pleasure to welcome Jim Sierra to Sunday Morning Magazine. Good morning, Jim. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Now, tell us about City Gospel Mission and what you guys do.
Yes. Well, we are an organization, a Christian organization in the West End that we focus on helping others rise up out of poverty. We have a shelter. We have recovery. We have this new program called the Jobs Van that I'm here to talk about today. And we also have other programs geared towards youth and helping people rise out of poverty and deal with homelessness as well.
And as you mentioned, Jim, you're here this morning to talk about the Job Vans program. Why was it so important for City Gospel Mission to get involved in this cause?
I think primarily it's outreach. It's the first time in almost 100 years of this organization that we've done outreach, getting out outside of the walls of the mission and getting out into the streets and working with those people that are out there by their own design or maybe some tough circumstances mm-hmm. have caused them to be out there, and just to try to help them move along, help them into services, help them into the shelter, various other ways too.
Okay. And we're talking about primarily those that are homeless. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay.
And really, as it relates to panhandling and people flying signs,
okay,
the program was originally designed as a way to combat aggressive panhandling in the city.
Okay, so let's break it down logistically. How does the Job Vans program, how does it work, Jim?
Sure. Every morning, I should say every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, I leave the shelter at about 8:30, and we go out into the van, and we just look for people holding signs, panhandling on the streets, and give them a chance to work for the day. We pay $45, and that's for about 4 or 5 hours worth of work. Once we're full, we go out into over the Rhine, some areas in the West End, and we pick up trash. And what's really neat about it, too, is you don't think that, well, if they're holding a sign, they don't want to work. You know, but people are dying to get on the van. You know, they want to work. They want that dignity that comes along with working. So it's been wonderful to see people's faces light up when you pull up and they get on the van. And then we work a couple hours in the morning. We go back. We give them a nice hot lunch at the mission. And then we work another hour or two and then pay them, try to connect them to services, help them make appointments. And that's pretty much the day.
Okay. So let's talk about this. When you talk about the homeless population, you talked about those with signs and that they want to work. What are some of the challenges that you see that a lot of people that are homeless are panhandling? The challenges to employment.
Sure. With my program, the number one challenge is addiction.
Okay.
That is holding a lot of people back from being able to hold down a job on a consistent basis. And it's a big challenge for me as well. You know, we're picking up people that are struggling with their addiction issues, and we're taking them into areas where they can even buy drugs. You know, so it's a difficult job, but it's really the process of walking through addiction with somebody. You know, we're walking right alongside of them on this job.
So we talked about some of the challenges to employment, which I think really touches on some of the challenges that these people face in general. What are some of these personal, and from you working with the homeless population, those that are panhandling, what have you seen and what do you know? And let's talk about some of the personal challenges that keeps a lot of, we talked about addiction, but outside of that, what are some of the personal challenges?
Well, a lot of times it could be a couple of different things. It could be mental illness.
Okay.
It could be somebody could have a felony on their record and they can't get a job. And suddenly they get out of jail and they have no place to go. They burn their bridges with their family and they're on the streets. I see that quite a bit, actually. And then from there, they end up in addiction sometimes because of that, you know, because, you know, if you're trying to cope on the streets, you know, you turn to alcohol or drugs very easily. So it really, you know, there is mental illness. There are people with felonies that fall into homelessness. But primarily it is, unfortunately, the addiction issue that causes a lot of people to be homeless right now, it seems.
Okay. And so, you know, when we look at the stats, what do we know in terms of the stats? And when you talk to, let's talk about what the program is able to do, because you talk about $45 a day.
Sure.
You know, what is that able to do then for the people that are out there with the signs or are homeless? What does $45 a day, what does that do for them?
Well, I think it restores their dignity.
Okay.
You know, they say the biggest thing is that we didn't have to hold a sign to get this money. We actually worked, and we worked in community is what I hear too. That's very important to them. It's very isolating to be on the streets. they're alone out there, and you would think that they work in a big network, but they don't. They meet people in the van, and they work alongside of fellow homeless, and they get to know each other, and that, I think, helps give them something that they used to have. You know, we all like working with people and having friends at work and doing things outside of work, and I think they miss that. I think the $45 is just a carrot, because my main focus is to get them involved in the services and eventually get them off the streets.
And services in terms of?
It could be anything from rehab to mental health, housing, just a wide range of services. So far, since this program has been operating, we've been able to get close to 15 people off the streets.
Okay. So basically, it's a stepping stone. It's you extending something positive for them to get something even more positive out of it.
Absolutely. Yes, you're correct.
All right. Good, good. So what are some of the future goals with the program? What do you see this program going, the Jobs Band program at City Gospel Mission?
Well, right now, when we started it, we weren't sure we'd be able to get past the pilot year. We've done that. We're in our second year now. Things are going very well. Looks like we'll be able to continue the program. Next steps, we're in some talks on how to expand the program. You know, we like to see the program grow, but what does that look like? So right now, we're experiencing some great success. How can we grow that in the future? We're still trying to figure out what that looks like at this time.
And so what are some of your growing pains as you grow through this program, to grow this program?
Yes. Well, I think the first thing is I was talking this afternoon that, I run the program. I drive the van. I clean the van. I wear many hats. So
right.
That's been growing pains. So we're looking hopefully in getting more volunteers involved in the program. This past month, we actually had a volunteer for every day of the program, which was the first time that's happened. So that's been wonderful. We've been able to work well with our partner organizations as well. The 3CDC, Greater Cincinnati Behavioral, the City of Cincinnati, and all working together. It's been a wonderful experience.
And so those organizations that you just mentioned, they're all under this huge umbrella. Is that right? Is that how that works?
That's correct. Generosity 513. Correct.
Okay, good, good. And so you talked about the feedback. Let's talk about some more about the feedback. What are, you know, those that are involved in this program, the Job Vans program, what are they saying to you, and how are you directly seeing this impact their life?
We're very fortunate that we have a few examples. One recent example, I met a guy. He flew his sign maybe 500 yards from the studio and on the 471 Liberty Street interchange. Mm-hmm. And I met him. He seemed like didn't seem like the other guys. He really seemed like he didn't want to be involved in his addiction anymore, but he was just gripped with it, you know. So we were able to get him the mission. He only lasted about a week, because he was trying to withdraw on the mission. And it's hard to do that there. You know, it's just, it's very difficult sharing a bunk and then going through that horrible process. So he left the mission on his own, but he came back 2 days later and said, I can't do this anymore, I'm done. So 2 days after that, we got him to the Talbert House. He was able to get detoxed. Went through rehab. He's in sober living now, and he's working in a warehouse down in Kentucky. So he's completely off the streets. And to hear him talk about what the program meant to him you know, from the standpoint that if we didn't pull up and ask him, hey, you want to work for the day, he may not be where he is today.
Okay, let's talk about compassion and public perception, because, you know, people see those signs and they're the first thing that they say, go get a job. I got one. You go get a job, too.
Right.
You know, so how do you deal with that? And let's talk about the public perception when we talk about panhandling and when we talk about the homeless population.
Right. Well, you mentioned the word compassion, you know, and I like to break that word down to its roots. It means to suffer with. You know, I don't think you can fully understand their plight until you suffer with them. And what I mean by that is walk with them side by side, you know, see their struggles. You know, before we started operating the van, I had 2 or 3 weeks to just kind of go out into the homeless community and introduce myself, tell people about the van. And I'd stand on some corners and you'd hear the things people would say and sometimes the things they would throw or, you know, the nasty words that they would say to somebody that is legitimately just trying to get through the day, you know, and it breaks your heart. But I think in order to fully understand someone's plight, you have to walk in their shoes and be able to understand what they're going through.
So when you pull up in the van and you people approach the van, and how receptive are they to this concept that I want to work, that I'm going to get in this van and that I'm going to work?
They're extremely acceptive. In fact, when I first started, I'm like, who wants to get in this van? You know, and they don't know me from anybody. And actually, we were able to get, I think we're up to 96% approval or acceptance rate to get on the van. So yeah, it's amazing.
So when we talked about having compassion, what is it that our listeners can do to help?
Well, I think a big thing is obviously, you know, we're a nonprofit organization. Donations are what drive us, you know, are able to help us help those in need. So donations, number one. And for this program, you can donate either through the citygospelmission.org website or the generosity513.org website. And it's generosity with a C and not an S.
Okay.
And another way is volunteers. You know, we really want people that are like-minded. Even if you're not like-minded, you just want to check this program out, I'll take you out, and I guarantee you, your heart will be changed by the end of the shift.
All right. Well, we're out of time this morning. Again, that website.
It's citygospelmission.org or generosity. That's GENEROCITY 513.org.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim. I really appreciate you taking time.
Thank you, Rodney.
All right. Blessings to you and best of luck.
Thanks. You too.
We've been speaking to Jim Cira with City Gospel Mission. Remember, for anything that you may have missed this morning, all you have to do is go to our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now and like us there now. Well, that's it for this edition of Sunday Morning Magazine. I'm Rodney Lear. Until next week, be encouraged.
Listen to Sunday Morning Magazine no matter what day it is. Use your favorite podcast app and subscribe to Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear today.